This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Hello, welcome to the show, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered for today. Let me give you a proof of life. I would like to let you know I'm live. Today is Monday the 15th. I'll look up the date. Monday the 15th of March, 2021. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root is on fire. So there's so much news, I don't know how to fit it all in. But I'll tell you what, let's do our best and let's get going. First of all, not that this is the number one news story in America, but I put these things in my order. You know, what I want to talk about in order because of the impact. And I think one of the biggest news stories in America should be that the 2021 Grammy ratings were a total bust, a total ratings tank, and could be the event's lowest in history. And you say, Wayne, why is that such a big deal? The Grammys are the biggest music event of the year. You know that every time I come on here talking about ratings, it's some major Hollywood entertainment event or a sports event that's tanked. And so in the last few months, I told you the NBA ratings all-time low, NBA All-Star Game all-time low, NFL ratings all-time low, Super Bowl lowest ever, the Grammy lowest ever, the Emmys lowest ever, Academy Awards lowest ever. Why do I bring that up? Why is sports at the all-time low? Why is entertainment at the all-time low? Why is the music biz at the all-time low? And the answer is, it's very important for you to know this. Because it all fits into the media's lying narrative that Biden just won the election with 81 million votes, the most of any president by far in history. So everything liberals touch, music, acting, entertainment, sports, even the beloved NFL and the Super Bowl, nobody's watching any of them. They're all getting the lowest ratings in history, or the lowest ratings in 20 years or 30 years or 40 years. And yet you expect us to believe you won the election and a feeble old man with dementia hiding in the basement with a mask got the most votes ever, even though the few times he came out of the basement, he had 8 people at his rallies and 6 cars. Well, Trump had 35,000 cars, 100,000 people at his Miami event, thousands of cars and thousands of people at all of my personal Trump events and car parades in Las Vegas. You want us to believe the guy who had 6 people at his events and 6 cars at his events and everything liberals touch is a massive failure. The ESPN ESPYs, massive failure. Nobody watches any of these anymore because they're all so woke. They all go broke. Nobody cares about wokeness. Yet you want me to believe the Democrats won the election. And the answer is, this shows you they didn't win anything. The election was stolen. They didn't win a damn thing. I believe Biden got the least votes in history. Just like the Emmys and the Grammys and the Super Bowl and the NBA All-Star Game and the ESPYs and everything else that gets the lowest ratings in history that's touched by liberals who love transsexuals. Liberals who love trannies. That should be the name of a new documentary. Liberals that love trannies. Or a new reality show. Liberals don't know the difference between a man and a woman. And they expect you to believe that their candidate who wants women with penises to play in girls' baseball games, softball games, volleyball games. You really believe the parents of America voted for Biden, do you? You really believe they can't get any ratings to watch any of their entertainment or any of their sports, but somehow they managed to get tons of dumb people to vote for their presidential candidate who never appeared anywhere. And the answer is they didn't. It's just more proof that the election was absolutely positively stolen. I mean, I couldn't make it any clearer. If they won't watch Hollywood anymore, they're not voting for Joe Biden, trust me. What happened in America is you've turned off America so badly. The average middle-class, working-class person hates the Democrat Party, hates Joe Biden, hates Kamala Harris, hates Obama, hates Schumer, hates Pelosi, can't stand anything you guys believe in, can't stand any of your policies, and yet you stole the election to make it look like they voted for you. But they didn't vote for you. They're never going to vote for you. And you have such hatred for them because you know they hate you and they're never going to vote for you. The second thing I want to talk about before I get to the border, because you know that's always the main topic of my show nowadays, the border, the border, the border, because that's how they're destroying the United States of America, with the border. Cloward Piven, my Columbia days. You all who are regulars on the show know all about it. You've heard it again and again for good reason. This is how they're destroying America. But I want to jump real quickly to my hometown, Las Vegas, Nevada. And by the way, this state is run by a crazy liberal moron by the name of Steve Sisolak, who's done everything wrong, who also killed people in nursing homes, in my opinion, who also killed people by making it basically illegal to get a prescription for hydroxychloroquine, who locked down the economy and destroyed all the businesses and killed all the jobs. He's a suicide bomber. Steve Sisolak is an economic communist suicide bomber, although not as extreme communist as the leaders of New York, California, New Jersey, Illinois, and Michigan, who destroyed their economies even worse than he destroyed the Nevada economy. But having said that, even with a blue state and a blue Democrat suicide bomber governor, we are the hottest real estate market in the United States of America. Soon you will hear the numbers that Las Vegas is the hottest real estate market, number one again, like it was all throughout the early 2000s into like 2007, and then the bubble burst and it all went bad. But right now, we are the hottest market in the country. My buddy just bought a new home, and the first home he bid on in Las Vegas, first home he bid on, had 20 offers in a day and he lost it. Second home he put in an offer and had 20 offers in a day, he lost it. Both of those went for $25,000 above asking price. The third home, he lost it. And then he got smart. The fourth home, he put in a bid way above asking price, and he got it. And it's just what's going on in this town is unbelievable. There are no homes for sale. As a matter of fact, he told me his daughter is looking for a home, and she has a specific area she's looking, the area of Summerlin, and there are only five houses. This is a city of 2 million. Five houses for sale in the entire Summerlin area. Because the minute they hit the market, 20 offers, and then they sell for $25,000 to $50,000 above asking price. In a day, in 2 days. No matter what you've got, you could put it on the market. You know, anything below $1 million, you put on the market, it's sold in hours with multiple offers all above asking price. This is the most insane housing market the world has ever seen. And I'm sure the same thing is happening in Florida, and I'm sure the same thing is happening in Texas. And maybe even Utah, even though those three are no-tax states, Nevada, Texas, Florida, Utah's not. Utah's very low taxes. I saw the article of the lowest tax states in America, and actually Nevada's the fourth lowest in America, and Utah was five, and Florida was six. So even though Utah has taxes, and Florida doesn't, Nevada doesn't, the overall taxes from everything, property taxes, sales taxes, car registration taxes, and state income taxes, all of them together, Utah is just a smidge worse than Nevada and a smidge better than Florida. So Utah's great, too, and that's why there's an explosion of real estate and people moving into Utah as well. So all I'm telling you is, why is that happening? If liberals are so great and their ideas are so great and their policies are so great, why is everybody leaving California, New York, and Illinois, and Michigan, and they're all moving to Las Vegas or South Florida, or Texas, or Utah? Why? Those are the biggest growth places, I guarantee you, in the United States of America. And by the way, Utah not only has very low taxes, they've also, in every single poll, or maybe poll's not the right word, in every single study of business, they're number one or number two in America for how nice they are to business people. You know, their rules and regulations. Friendliest in America to business people. They're almost always number one or number two. Some, I think once or twice I've seen Texas number one and Utah two. Most of the time it's Utah one. So, I mean, there's no coincidence why people move where they move. They're all moving to Las Vegas despite a suicide bomber socialist governor. Okay, you know what? I called him communist before. I misspoke. Because the governor of California, Newsom, Gruesom Newsom, is a pure communist. And the governor of New York is a communist after what he did, lockdowns in that state, and the massive tax increases he supports while he's sexually harassing all the women and comparing his hand size. And I'll get to that in a minute. That's right. One of his aides says he's constantly worrying about bragging about his hand size. You know what that means. And so, you know, people like that are communists. I can name you several governors. They're absolute communists. But the governor of Nevada, Sisolak, is actually a socialist. He's not quite as extreme as California or New York, New Jersey. And therefore, the deaths were not quite as high as California, New York, and New Jersey. But they were still bad because of his actions banning hydroxychloroquine before you get to an ICU. And, of course, what he did with people in nursing homes as well. So, terrible governor, but it doesn't matter. Vegas, hottest city in America, because no one wants to live in deep blue California anymore. And you can see why they're all moving from California and New York with these two headlines. New York legislature proposes nearly $7 billion in new taxes. $7 billion. These people are suicide bombers. And California Assembly members will introduce a bill requiring a gender-neutral retail department in all stores. So now the government gets to tell you as a store owner, you pay the rent, you paid to build the store, you paid to bring in all the clothes, you set up, you spent $1 million of your money, you'll have nothing left if it fails, and you got to create a gender-neutral department in your store. This is why everyone's leaving California, and everyone's leaving New York, and everyone's leaving Illinois, and they're all coming to Las Vegas. Because we have zero state income tax, and we're not insane. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Tractor, TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. I was talking about the amazing explosion of Vegas real estate. You understand, this is a town that was so devastated by our governor's decisions and actions. Governor Steve Sisolak, socialist, on the side of anything except capitalism. Just a destruction of the economy. And then bragging about, it was the only decision anyone could have ever made. I'm so proud of my decision to lock down the economy. And it was devastating, and so many people are out of work, and so many businesses knocked out of business. And I think like 200,000 strip employees lost their jobs, and then 100,000 got them back. So 100,000 have never worked again. And yet our real estate is through the roof. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. It's just more examples of what I try and tell you every day. All of this, the lockdowns, the response to COVID, the masks, the Democrat Party stealing the election, all of it's about Cloward Piven. It's about destroying the economy, collapsing the economy, collapsing the middle class, and making the rich richer, like in every socialist country in the world. Take Mexico. Mexico is definitely a socialist country. Their policies are all socialist, and that's why their people are all starving, living in total poverty and misery, and they're all at the border trying to get into America, trying to make us just like Mexico. Makes sense, doesn't it? But in Mexico, 99% of the people live in misery and poverty. And they all want to get to America, and then 1% at the top have all the money in the world. They're richer than almost every American you know. You know, like, I'm a very successful American, Wayne Root, you know? I've always had big houses, mansions, always had beautiful $100,000, $200,000 cars, always wear $5,000 suits. By almost anyone's standard, I walk in the room and everybody thinks, self-made millionaire just walked in, Wayne Root. Well, guess what? I'm poor compared to all the rich people in Mexico. Every time I meet them, they're walking in a store. I'm buying one suit. They're buying out the entire store and bringing it back to Mexico on their private jet. That's money. I don't have money. That's filthy rich money. The richest people in Mexico, the richest people in the old communist China, the old communist Soviet Union, the richest people in a socialist Greece, the richest people in Venezuela connected to Nicolas Maduro, the leader. The people starve, but the people at the top become multimillionaires. And that's what's happened to Vegas. Vegas is like a little Mexico now. And I don't mean just because we're filled with Mexicans, which we are, lots of illegal aliens, and lots of legal people who went out and became legal citizens. But forget all that. It has nothing to do with the race of the people. I just mean we're just like Mexico, because what this COVID lockdown did is it made every middle-class and working middle-class person working for strip casinos broke. Just scared to death that they won't survive. Many of them moved home to live in their mother and father's basements. They don't even live here anymore. You destroyed, you wiped out the average working class person. But the rich got so much richer. The billionaires like Sheldon Adelson, who died recently, his worth went up like $8 billion. Steve Wynn went up by $1 billion. All the billionaires who live in Nevada got richer. All the casino kings got richer. And of course, now there's this housing bubble, and everybody is buying houses up in minutes in Vegas. And you say, how could they afford that if there's 100,000, 200,000 people are out of work and 100,000 never got their jobs back? And the other 100 that got their jobs back are probably the shakiest of their lives. How could so many people be buying up expensive homes? The million-dollar market is through the roof in Vegas. The $2 million above through the roof. The $5 million above through the roof. And then, you know, average upper-middle-class homes, 500,000 to $1 million through the roof. And your house sells in a day. How do you explain that? And the answer is, all the rich people from around the world, around the United States, from California, New York, Illinois, they're all getting out with everything they've got, and they're coming to Las Vegas because the income tax is zero. And at that moment in time, Biden, this moment in time, this exact moment in time that that's happening, Biden is now talking about the biggest tax increase since 1993. You know how long ago 1993 was? Clinton was president. That was the last tax increase, major one, in the entire United States of America, 1993. Which was almost 30 years ago. Biggest tax increase in 30 years is what Biden wants. Can you imagine how crazy this man is? Everyone's getting away from high-tax states. He wants to create a high-tax socialist country. But that's where our nation's in turmoil. That's why I talk about Freedom Health Alliance all the time. Because your immune system is going to face the most stress in history, I'm telling you. Wait till you see what's coming at you. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love, all anchored by my favorite Active Silver Solution. This bundle of products handpicked specifically by me for you, 50% off. Call Freedom Alliance toll-free, 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or freedomhealthalliance.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is leading a congressional delegation to the southern border on Monday amidst a surge in illegal immigration. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez wants his fellow lawmakers to get a taste of what it's like to live on the border.
I hope the takeaway is for us to refocus on border security and legal immigration. Those go hand in hand.
Meanwhile, Texas Democrat Congresswoman Veronica Escobar tells CNN the influx of illegal immigrants has natural ebbs and flows.
The flow of humanity arriving at our front door never stopped.
An online tool is available for those who want to know when to expect their $1,400 stimulus checks. The IRS, using the online tracking site Get My Payment. It launched on Sunday and will give users updates on when payments will go out. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
We'll be right back.
with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we got a great guest with us, and I'm going to get to her in just a second. Election. I made lots of predictions. It turned out to be on the money. But I kept saying if Trump doesn't win, the media is killing themselves. They're going to be so destroyed. What a giant mistake. They're all against Trump, and yet he's the best thing that ever happened to him. And they're going to find out when Trump leaves, there's nothing to talk about, and their ratings are going to drop. And the numbers are in. Trump's exit from the world stage led to a network ratings disaster. All the networks are way down. Doesn't matter if you're talking about CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, NBC, CBS. Without Trump to kick around, they got nothing. Wasn't that the famous saying from Richard Nixon? Without Richard Nixon to kick around? Well, now you don't have Trump to kick around. You got no ratings. I predicted it, and I was right. He made life interesting. He made life easy. As a talk show host, I always said I don't know what the late-night comedians are going to talk about and joke about anymore without Trump, without being able to kick Trump around. They're going to have nothing. There's no jokes, right? And they refuse to make fun of Biden, a feeble old man with dementia hiding in the basement with a mask on. They won't make fun of him. There's lots of funny things you could say, lots of funny bits. They won't do it. So if you can't make fun of Trump anymore because he's gone, and you don't want to make fun of Biden because you feel bad making fun of an old man with dementia, what does that leave you? I don't know what they're joking about anymore, but I'll bet you the ratings are in disastrous freefall with the late-night comedians as well. But the news media, they are just going to wish for the old days of Donald Trump. They want him back bad. Without him, no ratings. Brigitte Gabriel's here, national security analyst, chairman of ActsForAmerica.org. ActsForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is Rise. Brigitte, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, my friend. Delighted to be back with you.
Yeah, so, you know, look, even I, who made lots of predictions how the Democrats would destroy this country and dismantle this country and open the border and let everybody in and encourage the whole world to come in, even I could never have imagined it would happen this fast. I thought they would take 4 years to try and destroy the country. They basically destroyed it in a matter of days and weeks. I've never seen anything like what's going on at the border. What about you?
Well, look, they are hungry for power. We know that the Democrats are all about power. So they wanted to make sure as soon as they seize power, the House, the Senate, and the White House, they knew that they want to squeeze in and pass to the American public as fast as they can as many disastrous orders, bills, executive orders, whatever policy they can do to make sure they get as many things done as they can. See, they operate very differently than the Republicans do. So when Biden got in, not only did he get out everybody from the government that was appointed by Trump or anybody that the Trump appointees even hired, they wanted to make sure they start passing all these policies and changing policies. To give you a perfect example, that's now actually affecting the border. The Houthis in Yemen, remember how Al-Qaeda in Yemen was growing and we were very worried about the Houthi in Yemen, and actually President Trump designated them as a terrorist group? As soon as Biden came in trying to appease Iran, he removed them from the terrorist list. So they are no longer a designated terrorist group. Well, guess who's crossing into the border from Mexico right now into the United States? The scary part is the highest number of foreigners who are on the terror watch list. Now they are estimated about 30 of them are from Iran. The majority of them are from Iran and from Yemen, which means Iran is working with the drug cartels because Iran has a command center for Hezbollah in the tri-states in South America. They are training them. They teach them a little bit of Spanish. So when they cross the border, they blend in. So they're working with the drug cartel in smuggling these Iranian operatives, terrorists, into the United States, as well as the Houthis from Yemen into America. So Iran can start establishing its own operatives within the United States. So when we do get into a confrontation with Iran, because we do not know how things are going to develop in the next 4 years. You know, Biden is not going to be in office forever. The Iranians are laying the groundwork now.
It's so scary. Who in their right mind would want to let people from Yemen and all these crazy terrorist nutjob countries into the United States of America? Purposely think, oh, we need people from Yemen. We need tourists from Yemen on the Vegas Strip. We're missing that. It's so bizarre. Why would you want to let people in? You know, just because someone's poor? Just because someone has no skills, just because someone's starving, just because someone's diseased, we have an obligation as Americans to let everybody in? When did we have that? When was I born with that obligation? I have no idea. In the middle of a pandemic and an economic mess, why would you want to let in millions of new people who will destroy the labor market and bring disease with them? Does this make any sense to you, Gabrielle?
Absolutely not. Look, 17 million Americans remain unemployed in America and are all seeking full-time work. Do not tell me that all these people would rather give their jobs up to the illegal criminals coming into the country to help them out instead of helping their American family first. Like you said, what are we going to do? Open up to everybody? So, you know, if this is what we're going to do, we need to start accepting people from Uganda. We need to start accepting people from Zimbabwe. I know a lot of poor people in Syria. We can bring in the whole world into the United States. That's not what we need to do. This is baloney. And this is why what's happening at the border should make the American public revolt against their elected officials. They need to be calling their elected officials, every single one of them, Democrats and Republicans, and saying, you better continue building the wall. You better do something about the border. You better stop this now, or we are going to throw you out. And by the way, Wayne, it's so important for our people to also call Democratic elected officials. I know our people say, forget it. They don't listen. They're not going to do anything. Here's why you need to call your Democratic elected officials as well. Because if you apply enough pressure on them as a constituent, then that gives them the excuse to go to leadership on the Democratic Party and say, I'm going to lose my seat in 2 years because my constituents, I'm hearing from them, they're screaming and yelling, they do not want us to do this, they want us to stop, and I'm going to lose my seat, so therefore I cannot vote for this or stand for it. They need to feel the pressure from the American public. Both sides need to feel the pressure.
Yeah, it's really scary. I don't know if you saw just moments ago that the Washington Post had to actually apologize for something they said about a Trump phone call with the Georgia Secretary of State. And President Trump put out a press release basically gloating and saying, see, the media lies about everything I do. The Post had to issue an apology and a correction. And Trump starts it and ends his little soliloquy by saying, I thank the Washington Post for their correction. Even though they're wrong about everything, I thank them for their correction. So he gave him a backhanded slap. He knew it would bother them if he thanked them. But, I mean, they just lie about everything involving Trump, and they gloss over everything involving Biden. Every mistake Trump made gets magnified times 100,000, or even if it's not a mistake, they make it into one, and Biden makes horrible mistakes that could ruin your children's future, and they make believe it's a positive move in the right direction. This is the banana republic media that we see in America today.
Exactly, but you know what? They went a little too far, too fast on this border situation, and it's going to come back to bite them. Because look at even now the media is starting to question, because people are unhappy. They are watching television. They're seeing all these people coming into not only the border, Wayne, but as you well know, they are busing them into the heart of the country, and they're building facilities for them. And now they're spending the COVID stimulus money to support these people, and the American public is going, hey, you are wasting the money that was supposed to come to my state to help me and my people in our state because of COVID, and you're spending it on these people. So the American public is starting to realize, I'm not sure if I really want this. This is not what I signed up for. This is not what I thought that Democrats are going to do. And I don't care how much compassion they say they have. When it comes to their own family and to their own pockets, and they are watching that these aliens, these criminal aliens, are stealing the benefits that the American people are supposed to have, wait and see. The American public is not going to be happy, even those on the left and even the media are starting to ask questions.
Right, but don't you see, Brigitte, I know what their game plan is. They don't care if we're happy because they stole the election and they got away with it. So now they're going to steal all future elections, right? It doesn't matter if the people are unhappy and more people are now switching back to Trump. Would it matter if they're just going to fix it again next time and no one punished them for the last stolen election and rigged election? You know, so that's the issue here. Are you right? Yes. Are more and more people unhappy? Yes. I think Trump already got 80 million votes last time. I think he got an all-time record amount of votes. I think he won an electoral landslide. So now more people agree Trump was right, and it won't matter because they'll steal it and rig it again. What do you say to that? What's the answer?
We are trying to stop that. The American public now, at least the 80 billion people who voted for President Trump, are realizing we've got to fix it on the state level. We cannot let them get away with it on the state level. And I am telling you that right now, in about 30 states, there are bills, states that are in session. There are many bills coming down to either ban Dominion machines or bills related to election integrity or bills related to basically the voting, voting records. We are working on those My Organization Acts for America, and I urge our listeners, sign up to get our action alerts so you can be notified when a bill is coming down for a vote in your state, so together we can fix the state problem before the next election.
Well, you know, I have never even gotten your action alert, so I'm telling all my listeners not only to do it. Wayne Root is now in the break. Right now as we go to break, I'm going to go sign up right now to get your action alerts at actforamerica.org. That's literally the first thing I'm going to do the minute the music goes off. Wayne Root's going to get your action alerts. I really want them, Brigitte. That is our only chance on the state level to snuff out election fraud. That's our only chance.
Yep.
Brigitte, thank you for working on it. Really appreciate it. Actforamerica.org. Thank you, Brigitte. Actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org. I'm going there right now. Brigitte Gabrielle, New York Times bestselling author, by the way. Her book is Rise, R-I-S-E. We'll be right back. The Warrior. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroos. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Make more and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Or with war.
Wayne Allen Root, I don't know if you noticed over the weekend how many people have died of the COVID vaccine. And I'm very careful to say on this show, you know, I've seen a lot of hysterical talk about COVID from liberals, and I've seen a lot of hysterical talk about don't take the vaccine, it's the end of humanity, it's a disaster by, you know, conservatives or libertarians. I don't agree with that either. I don't even have a problem if any of you choose to take the vaccine. I get it. I understand why you would take it. I just think it's a completely unproven rush to production vaccine, and no one knows what the long-term effects are going to be. I'm not even talking about the short-term effects, which at this point are probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 people died because they took the vaccine in the United States alone. I'm not talking about the world. And I'm not even discussing, that's just death. I'm not discussing terrible injuries from this vaccine. You know, people who are uncontrollable shaking, they've gotten Parkinson's disease, basically. I'm talking about their mouth drooping, Epstein-Barr. I'm talking about lupus type of immune diseases where your own immune system is turned against you. We don't know, based on the people who've gotten this so far, how many are going to get that over the next 6 months or a year. But it's very scary, and I think you need to think twice, and you need to wait and watch. I'm being very fair here. I'm not anti-vax, and I'm not telling you not to take this vaccine. I'm telling you to be careful. I mean, these people are dead because they took the vaccine. They dropped dead after getting the vaccine. And it's amazing. When the media wants to put something in the media, the most minor thing that Trump ever did becomes the biggest news story in America. It's all anyone talks about. And when the media doesn't want something to make the news, that a liberal makes a mistake or big government makes a mistake or big pharma who pays for all the ads on TV and radio, they make a mistake. And they just bury it. So a good example is Hammerin' Hank Aaron, Henry Aaron, one of the greatest baseball players that ever lived. He broke Babe Ruth's home run record. He was the first, you know, black superstar, and a lot of Americans hated him because there was racism in this country, and they hated that he was beating Babe Ruth. And I felt bad for the guy, and I think he's a great man. I think he's a hero. I think he's a legend. He went out of his way to say, I can't wait to get the vaccine. I want to show black America that this thing is safe, that black people tend to be very nervous about government and government vaccines, and they don't need to be. There's no conspiracy here. I'm going to take my vaccine on national TV and show everybody. He took it, and then he died a week later. Now, could he have died anyway a week later? Maybe. But he still died within days of getting the vaccine. And he did that. He got the vaccine on national TV to prove to everyone it's safe and to prove to the black community it's safe. And he died. Well, if you went around and asked 50 black people in the street, I'll bet you 50 out of 50 would not know Hank Aaron died after getting the vaccine. Because he didn't make the news media. And over the weekend, Marvin Hagler, one of the great fighters of all time, died at the age of 66. And again, I'll say preliminarily, nobody knows, but he got the vaccine, fell ill, went into ICU and died. Was it from the vaccine? Maybe not. Maybe it wasn't. I'm not telling you he died from the vaccine. I'm telling you we may or may not find out in the near future it was from the vaccine. If it wasn't the vaccine, it probably won't ever tell you. You'll probably only hear about Marvin Hagler ever again if they find out it wasn't from the vaccine. But in Europe, entire countries have stopped giving out the AstraZeneca vaccine because it causes blood clot problems that could kill you or cause a stroke. They've stopped all the vaccines. It's very scary, and I'm telling you, you don't know the long-term implications. Here's a headline here at Natural News, which is one of my favorite websites. Top vaccine scientist, guy who loves vaccines, warns the world, halt all COVID-19 vaccinations immediately or uncontrollable monster will be unleashed. Now, let me tell you what he means by that before you think it's some crazy headline. I read through the whole article first so I could kind of give you a sum up. What this guy's saying is he's totally pro-vaccine. He's worked on vaccines his entire career. He believes in vaccines. He even believes somewhat in this vaccine. You know, for a person that is very in harm's way, very susceptible to COVID, he actually believes in this vaccine. Vulnerable to COVID, he believes in this vaccine. But he says to give it in mass numbers to everyone in the world, he's comparing it basically to like antibiotics. Don't we all agree antibiotics are good? Yes. Of course they're good. When you get sick, don't you want to take antibiotics rather than have it linger? You knock it out right away. You could feel the difference. Antibiotics do work, right? But they also make people really sick. Some people get very sick from antibiotics. Sometimes the cure is as bad as the disease or worse. But more importantly, they also make sure that once you've taken too many antibiotics too many times, now you're susceptible to all these bugs that are antibiotic resistant. See, it's a problem. You can't take too many antibiotics. It's a problem. And so he's saying that's what giving this vaccine to everyone in the world is going to bring on much, much, much worse variations of COVID. It's going to be just like people who become antibiotic-resistant bugs. It's going to be a COVID resistant to vaccines. He says it's the biggest mistake ever made to mass vaccinate everyone, and he's one of the world's great vaccination scientists. So I'm just telling you, this thing was rushed, and no one knows what the results are going to be. And long-term, this could be very bad for society, very bad for you as an individual. So all I'm telling you, be careful. When we get back, the Washington Post, embarrassed as hell, has to issue a retraction and an apology to President Trump. Because once again, the media lied. The Washington Post lied about something they said Trump said, and he never said it. The real audio is out. He never said it. The media lies. Fake news. Be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.